One? Okay. All right. I'd like to call Congress back to order after a brief recess for the motion makers to prioritize their amendments as per the rule. We would, how I'm proceeding is to vote on the amendments as they are received. So, Congressman Maker, we have, everyone should have the amendment before you, including Assistant Chief, you have it now. So we have one amendment from Congressman Maker. You don't have to read it again, as we all, it's been read in and we all have a copy. So is there any discussion?
Yes, Madam Speaker, if I could say a few things about this amendment. Now, this amendment, as you can see, only deals with the rollover for the elders, the tribal members 65 and older. It has nothing to do with anything else. And I was under the impression that my amendment, since it only deals with one part, would be third in line of reading in today. Congressman Potts' amendments will cover part of my amendment. One of his amendments covers the elders. So if that was to pass, mine would be unnecessary. So that's why I thought that there was going to be an order of amendments filed to the clerk, not who was recognized today first in line, is what I thought how this usually worked. So that's what I'm saying. If I need to yield to Congressman Potts so we can vote on his amendments before mine, well, that would be fine with me.
Okay. But if so you is want, that what you would like to do?
You can do mine now.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked for clarification from the clerk. But however, it's how they're received to us now, because people shoot amendments to her in many different forms. So they are voted on in the order that they're received. So we will, if you're asking to yield, you can do so. Who was that?
Congressman Keene.
Congressman Keene, you have the floor.
Congressman Maker, did you say that for your amendment to be into law, you'd have to have one of Congressman Potts' amendments pass? Is that what your rationale was?
No. That's not my intent. My intent was only to exclude the elders from the original bill. So the elders, only the elders, could continue the rollover. I know it would have very little impact on the Treasury. I know why we didn't have all the numbers, and it's usually not required.
Okay, Congressman Maker, if you're wanting to debate your, are you asking to yield or not? Because you all seem to need these in a particular order. So are you asking to yield to the other amendments proposed at this time or not?
Yes.
Okay. Congressman Potts, amendment number one. Was presented by Congressman Potts. You all have a copy before you. Discussion on amendment number one from Congressman Potts. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Amendment number one, for point of clarification, is to amend page one, lines 33 through 39. This would strike Section B of ONCA 2014 that currently houses a December 15th deadline to enroll for the Osage Nation Health Benefit. This amendment would do away with the open enrollment period. We have Osage citizens who missed this newly imposed deadline who need access to funds. right now to assist with their medical costs during a pandemic, and this deadline stands in the way. We can fix that today. We were told that this deadline would help us with better forecasting and better planning, but the deadline is after the budgetary session has concluded. It's approximately 75 days after the start of the fiscal year in which we budget for the following calendar year of expenses. It isn't about better planning, and it's not to assist with forecasting. In fact, I'm not quite sure why we have this deadline. But what I do know is that we have elders who made the deadline. They submitted before December 15th. They knew about it. They were made aware. But their applications have been lost. They've since been denied benefits. We can fix that by doing away with this deadline. We've seen their pleas from a woman in Hominy who says, "My grandkids missed it, and so did I, because we didn't know." We can fix that. We've seen it in each of our inboxes. This is a quote from a constituent. "I sent my kid to get their checkup before heading back to college. The card was denied." That's embarrassing. Not for our constituent, but for us, because we told them we'd have their back. When the card was swiped and the question was posed to a retailer, "Does the OSHA Nation have your back?" the answer was a resounding decline. We can fix that. As for those who say, "We deal with deadlines all the time. We have deadlines for car tags, for taxes." I'm talking about apples to oranges there. Those have grace periods. We've all heard of back taxes, tax extensions, loan forgiveness, forbearance, late penalties. All of those things were designed to help people who had missed a deadline. The Osage Nation Health Benefit, service denied. That's what happens if you miss a deadline. We can fix that.
Thank
some
you.
Of those who have issued this press release that called this to our attention, is we've even been questioned. Our motives have been questioned to say, you know, what else did we do? And this reminds me of a story that I get from one of my favorite TV shows, where there's a devout Christian man. He's standing on in his house, and the rains are coming, and the water's rising, and he gets a public service announcement that says, "You need to evacuate your home. It's going to flood. You need to get out." He says, "I don't need that PSA. My God will save me. He'll take care of me." Rains continue to come. The water rises. It's a little bit higher, so the guy has to get up on his roof, and a boat comes by. Boat says, "Sir, we need you to get off your roof. We need you to come help. We got to get you off. You're gonna drown." He says, "No, thank you. My God will save me. I'll be all right." Waters get a little bit higher. The rain continues to come down. The man gets on his roof. Helicopter comes by, and they shout down in a megaphone and say, "Sir, you've got to evacuate. The water's going to overcome you. You've got to get out." He says, "I don't need you, Mr. Helicopter. My God will save me. I'll be okay." Man drowns. He gets to heaven, and when he gets to those pearly gates, God stands there and says, "What are you doing here? I sent you a PSA. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. You shouldn't be here. But I love you and welcome." We did the same thing for our constituents. I personally notified constituents on September 28th, October 1, December 9, December 15. But that wasn't enough. With COVID, this was hard. It was a daunting challenge. So I printed it off. And in my neighborhood, I took it to the Osage households that I knew of, knocked on their door, put it in their door. I left my phone number and said, "If you need any, have any questions, give me a call, but make sure you sign up." I'm not asking for accolades in doing that. I'm telling you how hard it was to communicate this deadline in the midst of COVID-19. And in spite of all that, we had posted on Facebook. It was in the Osage News. It was talked about publicly. And still, we missed the deadline by some 2,000 Osage constituents that we can help today. We can fix that. And nevertheless, just as I said, when that man got to heaven and Jesus said, "Welcome, nevertheless, you're welcome here. You're saved because you believed in me." We aren't saved because of that lifeboat. We aren't saved because of the helicopter. We aren't saved because of the Osage News or postings on Facebook. That man gets to go to heaven because he knew Jesus as his savior. We should be equally saved from this deadline because we're Osage. And this deadline shouldn't matter. Our people need help. They've told you they need help, and we can do that. And I'll end with this, with the words of a constituent, a person we each represent. These words aren't mine. I'm a registered nurse. I'm working with COVID patients directly. This pandemic is horrendous. It's affecting people both medically and financially. It affects whole families. Congress should vote in the way that benefits the tribal members right now. We are in the middle of a global pandemic where the healthcare of the tribal members should be of utmost importance. Money for healthcare should be a priority, and members shouldn't be spending out of pocket for healthcare when the benefit is available. And so many are out of work. I urge my colleagues to vote in favor of this amendment to do away with the deadline. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Anyone else?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. I too am in favor of getting rid of this amendment. You know, I go back to the preamble of our Constitution. We talk about the many blessings that Wakanda gives us. And I do see this health benefit card as a blessing from Almighty God. And we talk about in the preamble carries on with fundamental values we hold sacred. Justice, fairness, compassion, respect. Respect for and protection of child, elder, all fellow beings and self. Are we really being fair? Are we really being compassionate by imposing a deadline in the middle of a global pandemic? That depends on how we vote today on this amendment. And this benefit applies for all Osages living on this earth. We talk about deadlines, and Congressman Potts mentioned scholarship deadline, taxes. But I even look at our own body, our own congressional body. I look at ourselves, our legislative body. We have deadlines. Mr. Gill gives us drafting report deadlines, usually a month out before session. And do we follow that deadline? No, we don't. And we're right here. We are right here. I remember Congressman Big Horse when he worked at the state capitol. And he told us once about legislative drafting. If you didn't get it in by the deadline, it was not considered. They moved it to the next session. A lot of our people have needs right now. This is huge. With unemployment, loss of their job benefits, homeschooling. It just seems to me unfair. It loses that fairness and that compassion to serve the Osage constituents. We have declared a national emergency to hold this session. And my vote will be to get rid of this deadline and serve all Osage people in the middle of a global pandemic. And furthermore, thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Any more discussion?
Speaker, this is Rebard.
Okay. Go ahead, second speaker.
Okay, thank you. Oh, sorry. Well, I just want to thank Congressman Potts and Congressman Tillman for their comments. And, you know, I thought about this back during CJO when we passed the original legislation. And I am not going, I'm going to vote against the amendment because I do believe in the deadline. And I feel like as a congressperson, it's my duty to help manage the expenses that come through our government, prioritize spending. And yes, it is a tool to forecast and to predict spending. It is. We know now that we have 13,283 constituents, Osage members, that did meet the deadline. And we also are going to be able to tell what that expense is to this fund, less any special events like having a child or guardianships or things of that nature. But we are now able to manage this health benefit fund. And again, we had 13,283 members that did meet this deadline. Right now, we've got in our general fund for FY21, $447,062. That's not a lot of money. Right now, we know that we have unspent and unobligated money in the health benefit fund. If we were to need to access that money, we could do so. I feel like with this benefit, I've always felt like that a need has never been factored into this benefit, besides that the criteria is that you are Osage. I think this is it's a great benefit. Again, you don't have to provide need. The way I feel like that we could better help our people with the deadline is that executive develop policy and procedure, which is in their purview, not ours. However, there's a lot of policy within that law and a lot of laws. But what you can do is take that policy, just like CFRs, and you could add to it. And that will address some of the issues that our people are facing. It's a brand new deadline, but it's something that's fixable. And you're right, we have deadlines on scholarships. And to lead into that, we've got 38 programs under our government, 31 direct service programs. 31 of those programs have deadlines. So if you're saying that we want to open this up and help our people and not strap them during this pandemic or any time, then we need to address those other programs as well. We would have to address all of them to be consistent, because you're going to hear it from, we have constituents all the time that messed up deadlines for whatever reason. However, just like in scholarship, you can have an appeal process and listen to them and hear what their reasoning is for missing the deadline. We do that now. We listen and we address and we do the best that we can to serve our people. I feel like the executive branch did a really good job in notifying our Osages through the Osage News and social media, through the mail out, through the word of mouth. And by doing that, we had 13,283 Osages that met the deadline. The 2,210 that Congressman Potts mentioned, we don't know why that they missed the deadline. We don't know what that. Maybe some of them said, I don't want the benefit. Maybe some of them passed away and they're not here anymore as a member. We don't know. We don't have the facts around the 2,210. What we do have, what we were told, was that we had 10 to 20 people that called the third party administrators, RT. And those were the people that had an issue with the deadline. We had 7 or 8 people that called the chief of staff. These are just the facts that I have. So, again, I want to thank my colleagues for their comments, but I'll be voting no for the amendment, because I am going to vote to keep the deadline. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Is there any more discussion? If not, we'll vote. Okay, roll call, please. On amendment number one, proposed by Congressman Potts.
Congressman King?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Mako?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yeah.
Congressman Bickhorst? Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Amendment number one failed. Okay. Amendment number two. There it is. Go ahead, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Presenting amendment number two, it's page three, lines 110 through 116. This amendment puts the rollover back into place for up to 500 for those under 65 that rolls over for a period of 2 years for 1,500 total and 3,000 for those over 65. This amendment puts back in place those accrual amounts for all Osage citizens. Any citizen right now that needs the rollover benefit can have that restored. So it's pretty simple. If this passes, there would actually be no need for the other two amendments, and I would plan to withdraw at least my final amendment. One of the first questions that came up from some colleagues is, and mentioned in the executive message, is the need to fund an unfunded liability if this were to pass. The math doesn't bear that out. And I think that that statement is designed to cast doubt right now to say, oh, this amendment is what's going to cost us $5 million. That's not true. The executive budget submitted this bill at $8 million. He confirmed that amount in his executive message at $8 million in September when we still had the rollover in place. The chief submitted this at $8 million. The rollover wasn't done away with until October. So at $8 million, we were planning to implement this already. At $8 million, the rollover benefit should have still been intact. So the idea now that if we put the rollover back in place, we suddenly have to appropriate $5 million. What were we planning to do in September? Because we already had the funds there. The $8 million is sufficient. But what I can say is there are 2,210 that have at least now only have that. And I think that one of the issues that also needs to be brought to light here is that the confusion isn't being echoed here. The law was pretty clear. When we enacted ONCA 2083, it reads pretty simple. Unused benefits for a given calendar year are forfeited and shall not accrue to the next calendar year. That's not what happened when the chief signed the bill on October 5. We came up with an implementation plan to phase it out. And while the phase out may have been desirable to an all-out cutout, that's not what the law said. I support doing what we can do to make sure that the Osage people have the benefit that they've been able to count on. And again, the money is not an issue. This will not require an additional appropriation. We've been planning for this since September. So I urge my colleagues to vote in favor of this amendment. in the absence of voting in support of this amendment, I urge my colleagues, and I'll speak in favor of these as well, but we have some other options here too, to consider it for our elders, then to consider it for our children. But this is what's best, is fix it for everybody. I urge my colleagues to support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Anyone else? If not, we'll vote. Clerk, are you ready?
Madam Speaker?
Congressman Maker?
Yes, I had a few comments, please, first. I had a hard time getting to my unmute button. I just wanted to say that back when we passed this law, we were in the serious revenue failure, and we did a lot of cutting. Not just this, but almost every budget we had in the entire nation. And that was because of the budget and our revenue shortfall. And then suddenly $20 million appeared on the very last day, which really should have changed our whole projected revenue and changed all of our reasoning for doing the cuts to begin with. Now, we always knew from years ago when this health benefit fund was established for our people that there was going to come a day when we couldn't fund it, because right now, as Principal Chief and Second Speaker told us, that we had 13,000 or so members enrolled out of our entire census is around 22,000. So we know now that, which we've always known, that we couldn't afford this if everyone was to apply for the health card. So we knew this was going to come someday, but I thought we'd made these cuts only due to the pandemic situation, which caused our casino gaming operations to close for that month and a half. Now, if I'd known that we were having such a difficult time funding this health card, no matter what the situation was, pandemic or not, well, then I think I would have thought of it differently. But I didn't think we were at that point yet where we had to start cutting benefits, direct services to our people. The Congress in the past, we had the three sacred cows, I call them, that we were never going to cut those unless it was a dire extreme emergency. And that was burial, scholarships, and health benefits. And I think that health benefits out of all those is the most important to our people, especially the time we're in this terrible pandemic, which is getting worse. I don't know if any of y'all been watching the news, even here in Oklahoma, is one of the worst states in the nation with pandemic. So I just wanted to say, I thought the reason for these cuts was different than what I heard today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other discussion?
Madam Speaker? I'll yield to Tillman.
No, I'll yield to you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Who?
She can go first. Please proceed.
Would you like to go first, Congresswoman Lemon?
I'll be glad to. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. Assistant Chief, colleagues, anyone listening in. A lot of what we're having at this point right now is the same discussion, an emotional and passionate and compassionate discussion that we had in our budgetary session. And we're still in a pandemic. We know that we're going to be in it. And we talked about sustainability across the board, not just through the health benefit fund, but sustainability as a people. And it's all we all have our own opinions and our own perceptions, and I respect everyone's opinion and perception. It doesn't mean, I've said this before, that we're bad people for having the opinions and the perceptions that we have. I'm not going to say that anybody's opinion here today is bad. That's yours. You own it. You own your vote. I said it in the last session that we had this conversation on. You know, nobody likes to have to say we've got to make cuts. Nobody likes to say, I'm not going to be able to, you know, do this or that because I need to watch my finances. We've talked about unfunded liability. And I honestly and truly believe that there are people on this call today. It's my belief. And there are many constituents, people that work for the nation that don't grasp. And it's not to say that they can't understand it. It's just that it's not the easiest thing for some to understand. And I don't mean any disrespect in any way. But unfunded liability is something that we have talked about and talked about and talked about. And we are the keepers of our fiduciary responsibilities for our people. And in good conscience, I cannot support continuing to go down a road of unknown with the pandemic and unknown with the possibility of folks using their rollover and everybody using it up and knowing that we're going to be on the hook for that particular amount of money because they still can use it. They're going to continue with this legislation that's in front of us, not the amendment, but the legislation that's in front of us. The intent of the original legislation, which was 2083, was to phase out. We talked about it and talked about it and discussed it and discussed it. But we're here supposed to be at a 30,000 foot view on everything, not just the health benefit. Everything lies on the shoulders of this purse that we're all in together. And I've missed a lot of deadlines in my life, a lot. I missed a deadline last summer for my daughter for employment through the summer program through Osage Nation. I sent it to the wrong email. I didn't go out and complain and throw a fit because I missed the deadline. And people have the right to do that. And I'll listen to them. I've talked to some of the folks that have been very vocal. And you know, when I had the conversation with them, they didn't have all the information. It's not all being put out, all the information, which seems to be par for the course in the U.S. and I guess in our nation also, which is sad. But ultimately, it's an unfunded liability that we in the future want to not be gambling with. A prior Congress member wanted to put $18 million into this particular fund because it was an unfunded liability. Congresswoman Edwards wanted to put $18 million because we did not actually have the money in the fund to fund everybody if they utilized their rollover and their yearly benefit. $18 million. She stood on a platform of saying that it was never totally and absolutely funded. And she was right. We are the purse strings, if I've heard people say, we all know what we are here for. And I've heard a lot of conversation, but after I visited with several of the constituents who reached out and had the opportunity to explain the situation with the unfunded liability, I received some great comments from them that they understood why we went down the road we did with 2083 to stop the rollover with the intent of phasing it out. We're not perfect. We all use different verbiage and we all have different ways of interpreting. And you can get two lawyers in the same room and read the same sentence and their interpretation can be different. It wasn't our intent to take away the rollover for 2019 or 2020. But I am not a proponent and will not vote for the amendment to continue to gamble with money that is not in the fund. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Levin. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Just briefly, again, appreciate the discussion, and I'll be voting yes for this amendment. This is somewhat of a reaction from ONCA 2083. That is the bill that ended the rollover. And that, to me, that's why we're here. And that was signed into law September 5th by the chief. And you know, what's fuzzy to me is the chief's implementation. How does forfeited and shall not accrue effectively immediately upon signature of the chief get relayed by his administration to let's phase this out? I don't understand that. But nonetheless, I'm for keeping the rollover for everybody. Something happens to this nation in the middle of a global pandemic, uncertainty around, economic development, we only have gaming. Something happens there. At least we can say we're going down, serving our people, giving them the medicine that it takes, the medical benefits that it takes to survive in a chaotic world. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lindbergh.
No.
Congresswoman Shaw.
No.
Congresswoman Sable.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Dickworth.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfuck.
No.
Congressman King.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No. I don't know the count.
Motion failed 5-7.
Okay. Amendment number 2 failed. Amendment number 3. Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, I yield to Congressman Maker.
Okay, Congressman Maker. Is there any discussion on amendment number 1 presented by Congressman Maker? Any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Yes,
sir. Mrs. Maker.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to start out by saying this is pretty simple. All this does is to save the 65 and older tribal members who we call our beloved elders, that they may keep their rollover. We already know that the rollover for the elders is minimal. Because most elders use that $1,000 easily within a year. But the ones who don't, who are still in relatively good health, they may have a little bit of a rollover. I don't have those numbers. I did ask for them, but I wasn't allowed those numbers. But I do know it would be minimal. It's only for the elders. It's for no one else. So this, and then during the need, down in Hominy, the elders always call me because I know most of them. And they know they would call me anyway for help. But since I'm on the Congress, they depend on me to tell them what's going on, because many of them don't have computers or even iPhones that they can get emails and Facebook. They don't know any of that. So they do rely on me. They do have telephones, and they call me. And many times I've had to come up here and get forms for them and bring them back down and give them to them. Because a lot of them can't even, are homebound and can't drive. And some of them medically can't, are bedridden and are in bad health. So I think there was a need for the elders who, and I'm sure everyone in the tribe has elders in their family. I hope you do, because the elders are a treasure. They are our history. And what this amendment does, it only saves the rollover for the elders, the tribal members 65 and over. So I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Any more discussion?
Madam,
I apologize. I have a lot of movement going on here because it's freezing in here, so I was needing to get the clerk's attention to turn the air off. And so I apologize for that. Thank you. Who's next?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I joined Congressman Maker today in saying that I've been reached out to by so many of our elders who don't have the means often to be able to be aware and sign up for these things. It's not that they don't know, it's that it's hard sometimes. It just gets hard. And extending a rollover benefit to those over 65 is one of the least things we can do right now. I think this is common sense, and I'll be supporting this measure. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you.
What's that?
I would just like to concur with Congressman Maker and Congressman Potts about keeping the rollover for our elders. We tried to save it in the last amendment for everybody, and now we're down to the elders, and that doesn't pass. We're going to go to the children next. And I just have a huge, huge heart for the elderly in our nation. And they've been through a lot, they've seen a lot, and they're confused right now with a lot of things that are going on within the world today, technology, COVID, all the other things involved. But one thing that they can rely on from this nation is the help of a rollover for the health benefit card for our elders. So I will be voting yes for this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Any more discussion? If not, we'll vote. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Motion passes 7-5.
Okay. All right. Amendment number 3 from Congressman Potts is the amendment that's left. Any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I believe this amendment would do certainly the same thing, or I believe it would do the same thing for those under 18. And I think that it's important at this time to focus on this. When I landed in a hospital, it was $800 to pay for an emergency room visit. It's more than the $500 cap of an annual visit. The nation was there for me because of a rollover. The same things that can be said of our elders can be said of the future of this nation. Our kids, those under 18. I can leave it at that. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Motion fails.
Maybe.
5-7.
Amendment number 3 fails. I would advance ONCA 2114 to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment without objection. And at this point, we would be to engrossment. I would entertain a recess for engrossment.
So moved.
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Keene.
If the engrossment committee just wants to stay here, we can give the clerk time. Just want to give a heads up. Are you guys good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all those in favor recessing for the purpose of engrossment to the call of the chair, say yes.
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 Yeah.
All right, we are in recess. Stand by, thank you.
members of the committee, the bill will be coming your way momentarily.
Thanks,
sir.